Hey everyone, it's me, Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here with Jamie and Mikey. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
I'm excited today.
Why?
Because it's a Trader Joe's haul day.
Yay,
awesome.
TJ's.
It's been too long.
Yeah, and it's been a long time since I went to Trader Joe's. And I actually texted Mikey yesterday from the car and I was like, I'm on my way to Trader Joe's, so tell me what you bought so I know what not to get. And then I was thinking, should I really go? Do I want to be, I don't know, like, do I want any of the surprises ruined? And then I looked at the thermostat on my car and it's at 111 degrees.
Yeah.
And then I changed my mind. So right. I'm going to be fully surprised today with the items.
Smart move, smart move.
Yeah. I'm happy and hungry.
So all of the items for you will be unexpected, which is a little teaser to something we're trying.
That makes me think I know what's coming up. It's cheesy. Is it cheesy?
Maybe.
Okay. TBD.
All right. Well, I can't wait. So let's get into it.
Well, last episode was Progresso Soup that came out with something new. Now, this time it's Campbell Soups. They've teamed up with Pabst Blue Ribbon to bring you beer-infused soup. So the two varieties are beer cheese with potatoes and chorizo soup and beef. And the two are beer cheese with potatoes and chorizo soup. And then the other one is beef, bacon, and beer chili with beans. And the soups are exclusive to Walmart, right now at least. And they should also be out now. And I also heard that they're going to be doing like little pop-ups in front of every Walmart, like sporadically, where you can taste the soups.
That is the most boy-like, manly soup I have ever heard of. It is also the least interesting soup I've ever heard about.
But it's football season coming up, actually, in like a couple days. And, you know, if your husband or boyfriend or partner or whoever, you know, likes football
son,
and soup.
Son, grandson, nephew.
Yeah. Football and beer.
True. That's true. And I have like female friends that like beer. I actually won a 4-pack of beer last night at Bingo
a
at the bar.
A four pack.
They do their beer in 4-packs.
Oh, yeah.
I got a Happy Pills Pilsner.
Oh, I've had them before. Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
Trader Joe's sells those.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I won some. Be nice to me and I'll let you have a sip.
All right, well, maybe this one is a little bit more interesting partly about something that might be happening in a couple weeks on the show. So we didn't try this last year, but Dunkin' and Goldfish teamed up for Pumpkin Spiced Grahams. So they're doing it again. They should be hitting stores nationwide like any minute now. You can also order them on Amazon. And we're going to be doing a pumpkin haul soon. If I can find them, we're going to try them because I don't think we tried them last year.
No, they don't even sound familiar, but like there's so much pumpkin stuff that I just may have missed it.
Yeah.
I was going to say, is it pumpkin spice latte or pumpkin spice coffee? Because like what does Dunkin' bring to the table in terms of pumpkin spice? Mm-hmm. But as I said it, I Googled it, so I know the answer.
Oh, so what is it? Now I want to know.
It's inspired by the classic Dunkin' pumpkin spice donut.
Oh.
Oh.
That makes sense.
So it says it combines notes of pumpkin, donut glaze, and warm spices.
Oh my gosh. All right. How funny is it? I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, Jamie, but Dunkin' is a donut place, and we automatically went to coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's so weird.
That's why they changed their name. They didn't want to be associated with just donuts.
But I heard it was back. Whatever it is, mm-hmm. I think... it didn't even occur to me that it's donut based.
But that's what they did that. They got rid of the donut part, the Dunkin' Donuts. They're just called Dunkin'.
Their website.
And so now,
is it still just Dunkin'?
Well, it's Dunkin', but the tagline says America's favorite. And then in this order, coffee, espresso, and donuts.
Wow. Yeah. Well, they've done a good job branding the coffee because my brain, once again, did not even go to donuts. Yeah. But I will try those.
Cool.
So you said you had something newsworthy that you might have seen. Was it something that I had in here?
No. I saw it in my house, actually.
Oh.
my husband came home with a trio of monster cereal boxes that are, you know, like the Frankenberry Blueberry Count Chocula, which is like a General Mills cereal from forever ago.
Yeah.
And they come out like every year around Halloween. You can see more of them. But this is like a Muppet collab. So the monster cereal characters look like Muppets.
Wow.
So it's like a Muppet version of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought they were really cute.
Yeah.
By the way, Frankenberry is the best tasting of those cereals. If you're going to actually eat them, Frankenberry is better.
Yeah, I like Count Chocula.
I saw a post.
I like Count Chocula.
I saw a post on social that was like, what is the actual flavor of Captain Crunch? And the comments were hysterical. People were like, scratched mouth.
Yeah, exactly. Blood.
Yeah, exactly.
That is really funny.
I have to be honest. I don't think I've ever actually had the original Captain Crunch.
Butter.
I've always had peanut butter.
Yeah.
Smedley, the elephant?
Peanut butter Captain Crunch is the greatest cereal ever invented.
It's very good.
I agree. Yeah. I love it. So, it's just so good.
Why get anything else? Why get the original or the fruit kind? It just doesn't make sense. Just always go for the peanut butter.
You know what we should do? So we have several recipes with like a Captain Crunch coating, like a fried food type of swap. We should do like chicken with peanut butter Captain Crunch because it would be like chicken satay. Is that how you pronounce it?
Satay? Yeah, satay.
Yeah, we could do
that. It might be too sweet, but...
We could try it.
Or you know how we've done like butternut squash fries? Mm-hmm. If you did butternut squash fries and then coated them in peanut butter Captain Crunch.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Coat anything in peanut butter Captain Crunch. I'll like it.
Exactly.
All right. Are we ready to chew?
Let's chew.
All right. Well, we're starting with breakfast, which is good because I've not had breakfast. These are egg white bites made with the famous Trader Joe's unexpected cheddar cheese and turkey sausage. I know, like unexpected cheddar, I think it's like the number one product at Trader Joe's.
I've learned so much about it.
About unexpected cheddar?
Yes.
Oh, good. I want to know because I don't understand. Like, first of all, the name. And
it's a little bit hot.
And then, like, what is so unexpected about it?
Good marketing. And let's thank Dana for this stellar info. So it's got the creamy bite of an aged cheddar and the salt crystallization of an aged Parmesan. And this product is so popular, they created other products with it, too. So there's, like, unexpected cheddar cheese spread and unexpected cheddar chicken sausage. They went all out. Mikey, you have a piece? Mm-hmm. I'm the last one.
First
okay,
of all,
hang on.
Like, wow. I want to tell you, I'm not usually, like, I like egg bites, but I'm not, like... I like my own eggs. These are phenomenal.
Amazing.
You know, the thing that I like, ironically, best about these is that sometimes they're just too creamy and it's too much cheese. You spread them.
Disagree
like
more.
Egg.
It's the first thing I thought. And I'm not like taste-wise not too super familiar with unexpected cheddar, but it's so mild and like, yeah, this tastes like eggs. Usually it just tastes like cheese.
Wow.
I really wish, in Trader Joe's, you should be listening. Why don't you have Trader Joe's pop-ups at airports? Because think about how many times you're on an early flight and you want just a quick bite and you can't find something like this. You know, you have to find a Starbucks, which not every airport has. And it's like Trader Joe's has so many like grab and go things. Yeah. They should have little pop-ups at.
I think the answer is they don't need the money. They're
but
so popular.
It's just not their business, I guess. Yeah. But like, wait, how many calories are these?
Okay, so one package, which is two really nicely sized egg pucks. I know that's not a good word for... What's a more attractive word? Egg muffins?
I don't know. I like pucks.
All right. Egg pucks. 180 calories, 9 grams of fat, no added sugar, no sugar at all. 17 grams of protein.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm taking this and moving it to the side because I'm going to eat more of it later.
By the way, these heat up in 60 seconds. So this is like a great fully cooked, you know... refrigerated item to keep on hand. It's Trader Joe's egg white bites and unexpected cheddar cheese and turkey sausage.
Yum. Yeah, the sausage is really good too. Like I just like everything about that egg bite.
Yeah.
Next up we have Trader Joe's Okonomiyaki Japanese vegetable pancakes. This is a freezer item that comes in a bag and it's
look at it.
It's a vegetable pancake with a sweet and savory sauce and dried tuna flakes. That's like a very large, is that like a family size pancake? How does this work?
Let me see the stats.
Yeah, I mean, this
two
is,
servings per container.
Yeah, so this is, it came like this, just one big pancake. The plate's a little bit hot.
It is, to tell you guys, it's like maybe 6 to 8 inches, maybe 8 inches, and then it's fat. It's like probably like fluffy. It's like maybe 3/4 of an inch.
And I sauced it with all the sauce, but you probably don't need all the sauce.
It looks like egg foo young.
It looks exactly like East Coast egg foo young. Wow.
And just to give you some info, because looking at that giant thing, I'm like, this has to be a million calories.
Right.
Half of that, which is pretty huge, 180 calories, 7 grams of fat, 5 grams of protein.
All right. And wait,
I'm not sure about the tuna flakes.
Well, it's like bonito. Bonito or whatever. That's just
it smells fishy.
It's just a Japanese
It's like a thing. Oh, Mike looks happy. He's flailing his arms around.
This is being added to the cart next time we go to Trader Joe's.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Oh, I really like it.
I mean, I like it okay. If this was served to me at a restaurant, I'd be like, oh, interesting.
Yeah. I could go without the bonito flakes. But yeah, it's I like it a lot.
Is
yeah.
it all vegetables or is there flour? It tastes like there's something binding it together.
Yeah, so the pancake itself is the number one ingredient in the pancakes is cabbage, egg, wheat flour, Japanese yam. So it's got a lot going on. It does have tuna in that pancake, which is weird that they call it Japanese vegetable pancake. But okay, that's cool. But it's not vegetarian.
Yeah, it's a little fishy.
Yeah, it is. I feel like it would be so awesome if they had a second version of this that was everything about the original, but without the tuna aspects. And maybe like it's I feel like plain. I would love it.
Yeah, but I agree. I think we could actually make a better version of this, honestly.
I think if it sounds like you would like it, like if you're listening, and you're like, ooh, tuna, bonito flakes, you will love it. Like for what it is, I think A plus it, you know, it delivered on what it's supposed to be.
Yes. Let's see if the next one does. Next up, we have Trader Joe's Rice Cauliflower Stir Fry. Now, is this a new? Oh, no, I have this in my freezer.
Yeah.
So I'm familiar with this. I don't know if you guys are, but
well, we sort of did a double take of like, how have we not officially tried and reviewed this?
Yeah, I don't know either, especially since it's been in my world for a while. But it's like a stir fry. Looks like a cauliflower stir fry with stuff, spring onions, sesame oil. What Mike is pointing.
Let me get your plate because the bowl is so hot.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, these bowls are crazy.
Well, the hot plate is really doing its magic today.
So this is a frozen cauliflower stir fry with green peas, red peppers, grilled corn, tamari, spring onions, sesame oil, and ginger. So this looks like a really great side dish or a meal starter.
Wow.
Yeah, I looked at, I was
very
like,
fresh.
How did we not try this? And I looked in our like previous episodes and we've never had this.
Yeah.
I would eat this every day of my life. With
it
shrimp. Do you ever put shrimp in this?
Yes. Mm. And chicken and more veggies. I have it in my freezer. I don't eat it as often as I should.
Yeah. Mike, add to cart. You know what I like about this is that the rice portion is the right texture to taste like rice. And yet the peas and the peppers are still really crisp. Like it tastes like what it's supposed. It doesn't taste like, oh, I just diced up some veggies and microwaved them.
No, it does taste like rice. The texture. I think you're right about like what the other ingredients are and how they work together. Mm-hmm. It's phenomenal. How many servings in that bag? Because I usually eat the whole bag.
4.5.
Okay.
But literally one cup is 50 calories. I mean, it's practically pure veggies with a little bit of like a, you know, tamari sauce.
So 50
calories, 2 grams of fat, 2 grams of protein. Tamari is like water, soybean, salt. Vinegar.
No, I think he meant, did you mean calorie wise?
Yeah, so it's like 275 like, for the whole bag.
Oh, it's gotcha.
Right?
Yeah, I think it's less than 300.
Yeah, and then you add some protein. It's a 400 calorie meal.
Amazing. I want more. So far, I'm collecting everything to the side. I'm going to be eating everything in a little while.
Yeah, guys, at the end of the episode, we like look around and like divide things up. It sounds like things are squarely in Lisa's corner so far.
Okay, I'm going to make a preface to this next one because I couldn't believe that we have something like this in the Hungry Girl catalog.
Yeah. But, again, that's in my freezer right now.
Okay. But I can't believe we've never tried this.
And I'm shocked.
And you know, the stats aren't terrible if you have only half of it.
I think we tried it for inspo.
Okay.
Okay. The next item is Trader Joe's uncured pepperoni pizza mac and cheese bowl. So everybody loves all the different mac and cheeses Trader Joe's offers. This is the pizza version, and it's a mac and cheese with pizza sauce and uncured pepperoni, as the name promises. And I love all their mac and cheese, especially the guiltless, whatever you call it.
May I make an initial observation?
Absolutely.
Okay, this looks like a frozen dinner, right?
Yeah, it is a frozen dinner.
I mean, that's 2 servings? No way.
Yeah, if you're going to eat it as your meal, no, it's not 2 servings. And it's a, you know, a little hefty as a side dish, but you know, whatever, it's still less than 600 calories for the whole thing.
Yeah. 290 calories for half of the container, 13 grams of fat, 14 grams of protein.
But let's say you have half of the container at 290 calories and 1 or 2 pieces of chicken strips.
Yeah.
In the air fryer. That's what, 400 calories right there? That's not terrible.
No, it's great.
I think it's good. I'm trying to get this pepperoni.
I just look at it and like, if I feel like there's people that look at that, flip it over and say, oh, 290 calories for a frozen meal.
So many people.
Yeah.
I think most people.
This looks incredible.
It looks great though.
Oh, you know what? I think there's another brand that did this that inspired us.
Oh, really?
I think there's another brand that did this product. This is not my, I just realized I put this on the plate that's meant to cover that other item and not my plate.
It's okay. Wait, it's a nicer plate than your paper plate.
Wait for me.
If I didn't care about, you know, getting heavy, I would eat that every day. That's how much I love that.
It is delicious.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
Yeah.
So like what you could do with this, if you want to be creative, like I would chop up and like nuke a ton of fresh broccoli and just mix it all together.
Oh yeah, because it's very like, cheesy.
It is. There's a lot of flavor that can go a long way with some veggies or even cauliflower rice, like double or triple the portion size.
Mm-hmm. That's some of the best pepperoni I've had in a while. I'm guessing that's not turkey pepperoni.
I don't know. Let's whatever see. It is, I love it.
Yeah, let me
probably
just
not.
Take a
it doesn't
peek.
Say turkey. I love the texture.
Wait, hang on. Why can't I find? Okay, macaroni. It is pork.
Mm-hmm.
Pork pepperoni.
Okay, that's why it tastes like that.
Mm-hmm. That's why it tastes so good.
That's why it tastes like pepperoni.
To recap, that is Trader Joe's uncured pepperoni pizza mac and cheese bowl. And if you are looking for another version of it, there's a recipe on the website.
All right, next up we have Trader Joe's Carnival Fun Cake Fries. All right, I want to chat about these for a minute. First of all, I have a few questions.
Mm-hmm.
These are clearly supposed to be funnel cake fries. And I've seen people on social media. First of all, I don't know if you guys know, like I'm obsessed with this guy on TikTok. His name is Vinny. And he's always like, he leans into the camera and he's kind of like, seems kind of East Coast.
I know
and
who you're talking about.
He's like trying some new and existing items from Trader Joe.
Yeah.
It's Vinny.
He doesn't even say, I don't know if he says his name or not, but he's like trying some new. And I love him.
Yeah,
I love him. He'll and he says things like, this is a keeper. 10 out of 10.
Vinny, you know, if you're listening, come on our podcast.
I love Vinny. We should reach out to him.
We should. Yeah, we should.
I
find
love him. He also helped me learn how to order a special way at Jersey Mike's, their tuna sub.
Wait, tell us. Don't hold out.
It was like you use the honey mustard and you get the certain types of peppers and he gets it on the rosemary bread, but I don't really love rosemary. I don't know. I love Vinny. Vinny is like, he's adorable.
Yeah. These fries, they look like super skinny sausages, right?
They do.
They're like, they're not, they don't look like French fries. They're very cylindrical.
Yeah. So they're like skinny funnel cakes, right?
I purposely did the serving, which is 11 fries.
Okay.
So that's pretty good.
No, I see my fry. Good.
Those are.
Yeah. So this is a frozen item you put in the air fryer?
Air fryer. Or you can oven it.
Yeah. 11 pieces, 180 calories, 8 grams of fat, 13 grams of sugar.
Does it come with like powdered sugar for the top?
No, surprisingly.
Yeah, but that would be a perfect
unless
addition.
It's in there and I didn't see it.
It's very greasy. They're way too greasy for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like them though.
I feel like this is another one we could make over better.
Yeah. I'm not like a big fan of those. It tastes very oily.
Yeah.
Wait, how many calories again?
180 for 11 of them.
Yeah. I like the idea of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe for like a kid's birthday party, or if you like serve them with ice cream.
Oh yeah.
But no, not for me.
What if you dunked them in like vanilla yogurt? Like in place, like because they're fries.
Yeah, I think it would be delicious, but like, I don't know if it's like worth it.
Yeah.
But maybe for kids as like a fun little treat, like that's to get some protein.
Or adults for a fun little treat.
Yeah.
We deserve treats too.
Yeah, but I don't like, they're not like, I wouldn't recommend them.
Yeah.
As
fair
that.
Enough.
They don't taste good enough for that, in my opinion. All right, next up, I love a good potato chip. And Trader Joe's always has interesting chip and snack items. These are Trader Joe's deli sandwich potato chips. Obviously, this is a shelf-stable item. This is like a very, it almost looks like a bag you'd find in like a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very like no-nonsense, yellow, red, fun font. And what does it mean, deli style?
It tastes like a deli. You ever licked like the floor of a deli?
Oh, my goodness, Michael.
I can't say I have. But I would it like smells to, like dill.
I would like to read some of that romance copy off the back.
Please read the bromance.
In a feat that defies logic, these satisfying crunchy potato chips are stacked with the flavors of a classic deli sandwich without the sliced ham or cheese. Okay, let's get into it.
Wow.
Oh, there it is.
Let me have one.
All right.
Hang on. It says think Cuban sandwich, potato salad, chicken soup,
et cetera.
It's a
Reuben. It's a Reuben.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm.
All right.
Oh,
sorry,
my
Mikey.
Gosh. These are to die for.
Mm.
To die for. I taste the pickle. Chip I down. Taste the mustard.
Oh, wow.
I taste the deli meat. I think even like vegetarians and vegans would love this.
It tastes like exactly what you said, a Reuben. That's crazy.
Wait,
how
is
do they
this,
do that?
Is this vegan?
It should be.
Let's see.
I can't imagine. Let's find out.
I have to really get into it. Potatoes, vegetable oil, vegetarian deli style seasoning.
Okay, that sounds
good. I'd be shocked if we find something after that. Natural smoke flavor. Yeah, it would appear to be vegetarian.
Is there a V? Well, it's vegetarian for sure, but is it vegan?
I see a U and a D.
Maybe it's not vegan. Whatever it is, it's phenomenal. Yeah. They're amazing. Let's talk stats.
1 ounce, which is about 18 chips, 150 calories, 8 grams of fat, 160 milligrams sodium. It's nothing.
Wow. I mean, delish.
Mm-hmm. Trader Joe's deli-style potato chips.
Yeah, I think Vinny liked those.
Why did I pronounce potato like that?
I don't know.
Because it's fun. Mm-hmm. Potato. Okay, next up we have some nuts. Trader Joe's coconut flavored almonds. So they are like coconut dusted, kind of.
Yeah, they look a little bit more than dusted.
Oh, yeah, they're like crusted.
Yeah, but I was looking at the stats and they're very comparable to like, what's that brand that we like?
Skinny Dipped.
Skinny Dipped. So.
Skinny Dipped. And these don't, they look.
Oh, yeah, those are candy coated.
Fatty dipped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, look at that. I don't want to put it on. My plate is filled with like sauces. And
wow.
Wow. Okay, these are pretty. These are beautiful, and they are definitely candy coated.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Nope. Good. Not for me.
Not for you?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I love them.
Oh. You know what it is? There's too much sugar coating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's too sweet. There's not enough almond.
No.
I really love the brands that do it like dusted, mm-hmm. which like Blue Diamond does that type of thing. Like, yep. I'm not a fan when there's like a candy coating.
Yeah, you would not like these.
Do you think if you are someone that's like, Lisa, I love a candy coating on a nut, would you like this one?
Probably.
Okay.
But I just feel like there are so many better things. Like, mm-hmm. I don't, it's not just the fact that a lot of people are put off by coconut and a lot of people don't. It's all right. A miss for me.
Well, if you're still intrigued, quarter cup, 160 calories, 9 grams of fat, 16 grams of sugar.
Hmm. Oh, tracks. This next item I've seen so many times.
Yeah, so I have to microwave it for 6 to 8 seconds. So talk, and by the time you're done, I'll be done.
You do? I kind of want to try them both ways.
Oh, okay.
Regular and microwave. So first time I saw an item like this was at like a food show. These are very like French. There are companies in other lands that make these. These are crepes.
Yeah.
So this is a hazelnut and cocoa filled crepe. So it looks like a tortilla that has been rolled up.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's filled with like hazelnut. Again, because I'm not a Nutella fan, I don't know if I'm excited about it. It's funny because I saw Erin, you know, Erin who, hi Erin, I don't know if you listen to our podcast, but she worked with us for a million years. She was trying these the other day and she said, oh, I would unroll this and put strawberries in it. And I was like, oh, that's a kind of a fun idea. So I'm unrolling the crepe.
It's
just
large,
for
that crepe, when it's you're
very
unrolling
large.
It.
So let's talk.
Here's
it looks
the
like,
heated one.
Oh. Yeah. Isn't this funny?
So, it's massive.
It's massive when you unroll it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to taste.
Crepes are underrated. We used to like cook with them all the time. You find them in the produce section.
Mm-hmm. The crepe itself is good because it's not very sweet.
Mm-hmm. Super skinny.
Very, very skinny. How many calories in this whole crepe?
One crepe is 140 calories, 8 grams of fat, 11 grams of sugar.
I have to say, for a person who does not love Nutella, that's pretty good.
Wow. I like that a lot.
And it's good hot and not hot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I mean, I do think people will love these.
Mm-hmm.
That is so good. And the stats are pretty good, right?
Not bad.
Yeah.
It's a nice, like, you throw a little whip on that.
Mm-hmm.
A little, I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like if you like sweet breakfasts, you pair that with some yogurt, some strawberries. It's like you can easily have a 300 calorie or less breakfast. That's, you know,
it feels out. Like dessert for me, but you know, I don't really like sweet breakfast that much. Mm-hmm. I like a pancake, but nothing like, I'm not a chocolate person, but
I don't like sweet anything. I love savory.
I much prefer savory breakfast and savory everything, but this is a good item.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see other flavors of that.
Yeah. That was the only one they had there. But I know it's new. It's like very new.
I think it's the only one they make, but I think they should add to the lineup.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, we are going to keep going on the sweet wagon.
Sweets all the way to the end, I think.
Okay. Next up, we have Trader Joe's crispy oatmeal cookies with sea salt. I think everything is made with sea salt these days. This is just a box of cookies.
But the stats. Look at the stats.
Well, you get 5 for $120. Yeah. Whoa. Let's see how big they are.
Yeah, true, true.
I was hoping they'd be individual bags. I'm sniffing.
I love an oatmeal cookie.
Mm-hmm.
I know I just said I don't like sweet. Oh, they're small.
I mean, they're very small, but
quarter sized.
Stack 5 together. See how big that looks.
Hmm. You know, I would crunch up. I'd mash up 2 of them and throw them on something. Because they don't have that many calories each, right? How many? 5 for $120?
Yeah.
That's like 23, 22 calories.
That's worth it.
But that's 5 right
24.
There. 24. That's a good amount of cookie right there.
I think so too.
Yeah.
You know what? Because they're not overly sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like, wouldn't this be good in like a lemon flavor?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like lemon and crispy go well together. So yeah, 120 calories, 5 grams of fat, 8 grams of sugar.
I wonder how many calories, if we can recall, were in the, remember those cookie thins that we like from them?
They taste similar. There's like a familiar flavor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I like these a lot.
Yeah.
These are unexpectedly good.
That's what they should have called them.
Unexpected oatmeal cookies. Then you'd think that it was made with cheddar cheese. Good. I don't even taste much of the sea salt, but I just like the flavor. It's perfect. All right. Well, we have more cookies. Trader Joe's All the Things cookies.
Yes.
Now, this is a cookie that comes in a plastic little container, kind of like where you'd find the little cat cookies and things of that nature.
Oops.
Whoops. But so what makes this All the Things?
Oh, wait till you hear.
Tell me.
Ready?
Yeah.
Cornflakes, pretzels, marshmallows, chocolate chips, and crispy rice.
What?
That is All the Things.
I have not even seen or heard of these.
Yeah, this was on the new in the new rack that they have.
Really?
Yeah.
They are just clever. I wanted these to be soft, and they're not. They're crispy. So the fact that they're... I see a whole pretzel poking out.
They smell like a sugar coma.
For a crispy cookie, it's good.
But you're generally a soft cookie?
Mm-hmm.
Soft cookie girl?
Yeah, I am. But the flavor is very good.
Yeah, that was very good. Is there marshmallow in there?
Yeah.
You know, it tastes a little like a loaded Chips Ahoy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because Chips Ahoy is very
crispy.
That's what
it smells like too, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you get 2 cookies. I mean, these are not low. You get 2 cookies for 170 calories, 8 grams of fat. 8 grams of sugar.
Yeah, I was hoping that they were a little bit bigger. Not that I mean, I could see them. So obviously, I was hoping that maybe that my eyes were deceiving
you
me.
You just wanted to try it.
Maybe.
85 calories each. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well,
would you stop at 1?
I would, but I don't even think I would eat one. But they're good for kids, for a birthday party. They taste good. I'm not going to lie and say they don't taste good. But I'm not big on like just getting a thing of cookies ever. So...
I'm pretty stoked about this next one.
Next up, Family Tree Apriums. Is that what you... Are they like a... It's an apricot plum?
Mm-hmm.
That's a weird name
I
for
know,
it.
I know, it's not... It feels like it should be apriplum.
It should be a pluot.
But so...
That's what a pluot is, isn't it?
Mike's got intel.
Well, yeah, so...
Aprium.
It's actually Dana's intel, but it says apriums are a combination of apricots and plums with more apricot than plum. So that's why it's got the... Apricot first and not the plu.
What's with the variety? There's 5 varieties of them, though. So which one is this?
I don't know, but I'm going to make a video.
Yeah, and I wash them just in case you guys were wondering.
It feels like they're dusty.
It doesn't say what variety this is, though, but the intel tells me there's 5 varieties. Bella Jewel, Purple Rose, Midnight Rose, Crimson Rose, and Rose. But I don't see anything on here that tells me what kind
Rosie
it is.
Rose?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird. I wonder.
Huh.
I mean, this one is definitely purple.
It is purple.
By the way, we don't have stats on these. It's safe to assume they're the same as a
just take a bite and I'll take a bite.
Mm-hmm. I like it. You know, it's like a juicy apricot.
Oh.
That just tastes like a plum to me. That's good, but.
You're right. The flavor is very plummy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it just is like a slightly less juicy plum. So that's the apricot.
Yeah, I don't get any apricot personally, but it's like a mild plum.
Hmm.
I like it, but
I like it.
I also think they're not the right ripeness level. They're a little too firm. So I think sometimes
like
they get
day.
Sweeter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love all fruit.
Yeah. This is at Trader Joe's and other select retailers. This is the first thing so far that's not a Trader Joe's exclusive.
Okay.
I don't like love the name.
Yeah. Apriums. It sounds weird.
Like atrium.
You have to eat the apriums and atrium.
Okay, so I have to get the next item. It's in the freezer. It's a frozen item.
Is it the last item?
Yeah. I'm going to give you a topic
to
discuss amongst yourselves. What is the perfect fall pumpkin food?
The perfect fall pumpkin food.
Yeah. So it could be anything like that you make or anything that's like, you know, okay. You know, we're going to have our great pumpkin haul in a couple episodes. Okay. So, you know, I'm thinking like that, like stuff like that. Okay, I'll be back.
Okay. Jamie?
I can't think of anything that like gets me super jazzed.
I just feel already bored.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, bored. Mike. I'm bored with pumpkin. But like, I don't know. I guess like a nice muffin mm-hmm. would be good. But I, again, this is not something that I don't know. I don't know.
When I was in my like super, like when I was losing weight, I think I used to take pure pumpkin and add like, it's probably Splenda at the time, like add sweetener and cinnamon and vanilla extract and maybe like top it with a dollop of vanilla Greek. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, I mean, it was like the most diet of pumpkin desserts, but it was good.
Yeah. Yeah. People make that like pumpkin fluff.
Yeah.
Remember
yeah.
the pumpkin fluff?
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, no, we just decided we're kind of bored with pumpkin. Isn't that terrible? Because it's like not even pumpkin season yet. I'm already bored.
But I think
that's what they've done to us.
Yeah. I think that they're going to surprise us. I think we're going to have a great pumpkin haul.
Yeah.
I hope so. Don't let that dissuade you people from listening to our pumpkin haul.
People love it. Maybe I'm not the norm.
What was your answer?
I think a muffin, maybe. Yeah,
okay. Mine would have been a pumpkin bread with chocolate chips.
Oh, that
okay,
is good.
That's good.
We have a good
like
recipe for
like
that.
That's like a muffin. All right, final item of the day, Trader Joe's Out of This World Ice Pops. This is their version of a bomb pop with unexpected flavors, kind of. So it's strawberry, blueberry, and lemon.
And look at the stats. They're pretty amazing.
Oh, do you get like two? You get three.
Three.
For 150.
So each one is only 50 calories.
So how big are they?
I don't know.
They're probably, by the way, like grab them if you see them because, you know, yeah, these are limited edition.
Yeah.
It's so weird, though, because I've been going to Trader Joe's all summer and I never saw them until today.
They're
a nice size for 50 calories.
Well, but they're flat on one side, so they're not 3D.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
They're like half a popsicle.
Exactly. That's why you have to put two together. Remember the two stick ices?
Yeah.
It was such a challenge. You
break them apart.
Have them fall. I would eat them together and then one side would always fall down. This is a funny, I love a bomb pop though. Everything is bomb pop flavored these days, mm-hmm. like all those waters.
That's good.
Wouldn't it make more sense if the flavors went vertically so you could taste all of them at once instead of like first you have strawberry, then you have blueberry, then you have lemon?
Yeah, mm-hmm. like they were like striped together. That's mm-hmm. a good idea.
We should make
that. First of all, the strawberry tastes like lemon. Is it all one flavor?
No, it's supposed to be
everything tastes
strawberry,
the same.
Blueberry, and lemon flavored.
The beginning of the... Oh, it did. But now that I get more deeper into the red, I taste the strawberry.
It says a layer of lemon ice, a layer of blueberry ice, and a layer of strawberry
ice. Wait a minute.
Lemon,
see that?
The lemon seeps into... It's like in the middle.
No,
and
Lisa's...
The blue.
Yeah, Lisa's blue. Red has a core of blue.
This is weird. It's okay. I mean, I feel sort of like... I feel like I'm not getting blown away by a lot of things today.
I had a good run.
I don't blame you.
I had a good run.
I blame Trader Joe's.
I haven't had a bad haul in a while. I'll take the hit for this.
Mikey,
one.
You picked good things. Mm-hmm. Please.
This episode started out with a few strong contenders and then kind of fizzled.
Yeah.
Mike, you picked really good things. I don't want you to feel bad about what you picked. You picked like a new genetically modified fruit.
I know.
You picked a beautiful ice pop with layers. You know how I love those.
Yeah, I saw this and it's, first of all, it said out of this world, which is like.
Right.
One would assume it's going to be spectacular.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a TV show, Out of This World, where the girl like would stop time with her fingers?
I know what show you're talking about.
What was that? Small Wonder?
No, that's the robot girl.
I know, but
that
didn't
says,
she used to do that too?
No.
Hold on. Give me the floor.
No, I know the show you're talking about.
Give me the floor.
Okay.
Mike, you did a good job on the hall. That's my Vicky.
Yeah, that's definitely Vicky for sure.
That's from Small Wonder.
Yeah.
Out of This World was Evie. Her dad was played by the voice of Burt Reynolds, and she could stop time by doing this.
I remember that.
And the first time she did it, I wonder because this is an older show how they did this technology wise, but the first time she did it, like she looks around the room and all of her family is like frozen in place, right? And she's like, guys, what are you doing? Like thinking they're playing a trick on her. And then you look over and someone's pouring a drink and the drink is in midair. So she realizes, wait, they're not just messing with me. Yeah.
That's so cool.
And that was that.
Jamie,
that was in the '80s. Yeah.
The drink in the midair was actually, I think, in the
the show open.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I totally remember that. But was it called Out of This World?
I think it was. Look it up. What's her name? What was her name in real life? It was called Out of This World.
I always wonder what happened with the Small Wonder crew.
Me too. And they've been showing up on social media.
Oh, really?
Tiffany Brissett played Vicky. She was a good actress.
Yeah.
Everyone on social media.
Out of This World refers to the American sci-fi sitcom about Evie, a teenage girl who discovers on her 13th birthday she is half alien with an alien father whom she can speak to through a special cube.
Yeah, I remember the cube.
Burt Reynolds.
I remember the cube.
The cube.
Wow.
Wow. Those 80s shows.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They were the best.
They were really terrible. What about that show, What a Dummy?
I don't know that one.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
Oh, come on. Steven Dorff. He was like the cutest thing ever. And then he became like a big star. He was in like Backbeat.
With the creepy,
he had
puppet.
The dummy. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I remember
what
that
a
show.
Dummy.
Oh, I miss the 80s.
He was in a great movie in the 90s that like, mm-hmm. That's what blew him up.
Power of One?
No, I think it was something different.
Not Backbeat?
Not Backbeat.
I know too much about these.
I feel like
times.
The 80s were probably your decade, Lisa.
You're right.
The hair, the clothes,
it was
the music.
From there.
See, really? I'm a 90s girl through and through.
80s. Hair was huge.
I got lucky. I got a little bit of both. Yeah. I was late 80s. Well, I was, born in 76. So the late 80s and early 90s were my era. And that's, to me, I think the greatest era of all time.
Everyone thinks their era is the greatest.
And think about the music that I had and think about the TV shows. Like, that was
whatever.
A pretty great period.
80s music.
The internet was invented.
Guys, I got to interrupt. It's time to rate.
Okay.
Ready?
Fine,
it's
Mom.
It's going to be a slow day here. Not a slow. It's going to be a low day here.
All right. First up, Trader Joe. I'm not going to say Trader Joe's every time. First up, egg white bites, unexpected cheddar cheese and turkey sausage.
Out of the gate with a 10.
Nice.
10 out of 10. That, I mean, yes, I will. I'm going to be eating that egg bite right after our show.
All right, let's talk about the Okonomiyaki. There it is. Japanese vegetable pancakes.
7.5. Okay. Maybe without the bonito flakes, a little higher, but I don't know. A little fishy, a little oily.
Mm-hmm.
Trader Joe's riced cauliflower stir fry.
10.
Yay.
You got a second 10.
All right.
2 out of 3 tens.
No,
so we're doing okay.
As Meatloaf said, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
There you go. How about the uncured pepperoni pizza mac and cheese bowl?
That is an 8.5.
Yeah.
It's good.
And I'm
it's solid.
Have that for half my lunch.
Half of that for lunch or half of your lunch?
Half of
or
my
both?
Lunch. Both, yeah.
Okay. I got it. Half of that will be half of your lunch. Carnival fun cake fries.
6.5.
Yeah, that was I thought that was going to be the one that blew your mind, but that was not it.
They were pretty weak.
Her mind is intact.
You know, part of, I'm going to just say it again, I didn't even say it the first time, so I'm just going to say it for the first time. I think my issue with it is that they're so skinny that it's all like oil and shell, and there's no like chewy, puffy part anyway.
That makes sense.
All right, deli style potato chip. There, I did it again.
Potato chips.
It's stuck in my
what is happening to
pronunciation.
You?
Deli sandwich potato chips.
Like, I'm giving those a 9.5.
Okay.
Wow.
They're amazing.
So we have a lot of highs and a few lows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
All right, let's talk coconut flavored almonds.
I'm so sorry to say this, 6.5. Like, those are just not for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought they were like not even a great version of what they are, my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I like them, but I can see what you're saying. Like, you're a traditionalist when it comes to your nuts. So,
that's true.
You don't like them with, chocolate or anything on it. So,
not
I get it.
Not too much of a shell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, how about the hazelnut and cocoa-filled crepes?
Those are great. 9. Those are really, really good. And you can do fun things with them. You really could.
Yeah.
So, I mean, other than just chew them.
It's almost like every other is great. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I'm okay with this.
It's better than we thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Crispy oatmeal cookies with sea salt.
I'm giving those an 8.5.
Oh, wow.
I really enjoyed those.
Okay. Mm.
How about all the things cookies?
I guess for the right person, for the right group, 7.5.
Okay. The penultimate, family tree apriums.
It is a fruit. They are clever. So I'll give them an 8. I don't really want to give a fruit less than an 8.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. How about out of this world ice pops?
7.
Okay. So it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad.
Big fat meh. Yeah, there were no 2s. Sometimes Trader Joe's never has a 2.
Yeah.
But, I think all things considered, they were pretty good. Hey, Mikey, you never let me know how people liked our song.
They liked it.
Did we get a lot of feedback?
Yeah. They all, no negative. They all loved it and they all had their individual favorite lines. But they liked it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to be writing more songs.
Okay.
Are you excited about that?
The songwriter.
We should play it. We should use part of it as a theme song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or something. Like our theme song. Outro. I love our theme song. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, we can. Do you want to use the same one as our outro?
We could use some. Okay. I don't. Does anyone going to listen to the outro?
Doesn't matter.
When we roll the credits that don't exist. Yeah. Do people know to do everything like follow us, review us, share us, all those things?
Oh, yeah,
and how are they going to win something?
So I think what they should do is do what I asked you guys is to text me their favorite pumpkin item. Because it'll also help me with finding the Great Pumpkin Haul finds for that episode, which I think we'll drop.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
What kind of pumpkin items interest you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So have you seen or heard about any new pumpkin items?
Yeah. Yeah. So 805-380-8075.
Do you know what's good? I don't remember who did it. Maybe Blue Diamond, because they always like the pumpkin spice dusted nuts, almonds. Ooh, those are good. I do like pumpkin spice.
I like things that are dusted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just don't like crusted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dusted, not crusted.
Dusted, not crusted. Yep. That's my next song. All right. Well, thank you all for tuning in. And thank you, Jamie and Mikey, for being lovely co-hosts.
Thank you, Lisa.
Oh, wait, what is it? Who says, thank you for your show? Thank you for your show.
I don't
know. Valentine.
Oh, I don't listen to Valentine.
He's local.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. Well, thank you for your show. Grab your spoon. You're supposed to say it back.
Oh, thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show.
I like to on people's birthdays. I went to a birthday party yesterday. I like to say thank you for being born.
Thank you for being born. That's nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, come back next time because we will be back. I am Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing.
Chew the right thing on the podcast where grub is king. Tasting, laughing, prizes too. All the foodie fun with the Hungry Land crew. Chew, chew, chew the right thing. All the tips and tricks and advice they bring. Lisa, Jamie, and Mikey too. Sometimes they're sipping, but mostly they chew. Whoa, 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 whoa. From cauliflower rice to cookie hacks, healthy swaps and tasty snacks. Turn it up, play it loud at home or in the car. Chew the right thing wherever you are. Haul, snooze, prizes galore. Whatever they munchin', we want more. Ever they munchin', we want more. We want more. Chew, chew, chew the right thing on the podcast where grub is king. Tasting, laughing, prizes too. All the foodie fun with the Hungry Land crew. Chew, chew, chew the right thing. All the tips and tricks and advice they bring. Lisa, Jamie, and Mikey too. Sometimes they're sipping, but mostly they chew. Yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa. Chew, chew, chew the right thing on the podcast where grub is king. Tasting, laughing, prizes too. All the foodie fun with the Hungry Land crew. Chew, chew, chew the right thing. All the tips and tricks and advice they bring. Lisa, Jamie, and Mikey too. Sometimes they're sipping, but mostly they chew. Yeah. Whoa. But mostly they chew, yeah.